The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, last night, US President Donald Trump joined the royals for a state banquet at Windsor Castle, while people, ordinary people, gathered in London protesting against the visit. Today, Trump meets the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Chequers to talk politics and more. For the latest on the agenda, we've got Enda Brady, International TV News anchor with TRT World. Good morning, Enda.
Morning, Pat. Great to speak to you again.
Okay, first of all, the postscript to last night, I mean, it was a very self-serving speech from Donald Trump, but he did seem genuinely touched by all the pomp.
Yes, he said it was one of the highest honours of his entire life. So that's made the papers and the headlines here today. I think the first day has gone extremely well. There were no incidents. Yes, there were protests in Westminster, but this was organised and arranged in advance, about 5,000 people down there. He's been kept well away from the British public. You know, he's not a popular president here. He is not an Obama. He is not a Reagan. There's not a clamour to see him. There's certainly a clamour to protest. But people were kept well away. And you'll notice that the carriage procession yesterday was on private grounds. Nobody could get near it. Camera crews invited in to film it. That was it. Today, I think, could be a different story.
All right. What's the agenda for today?
So it's all about business, a bilateral meeting between the two leaders. So you'll have Keir Starmer sitting down with President Trump, and money, business, deals. So from the UK perspective, what Starmer's after is any reduction of the Trump tariffs, particularly on UK-made aluminium and steel going into the United States. Probably not going to get much wriggle room or joy on that front. But what will really kind of make a difference today, Trump has brought this kind of entourage of AI and tech bro billionaires from California with him, and they're going to invest an awful lot of money in the UK, billions and billions of dollars over the next few years. And Starmer has been quite ruthless about AI and technology, and the belief is that the UK is perfectly set up to become a global capital for AI. So we heard this morning an interview with the chief exec of a company called NVIDIA. They're going to put a lot of money in. I think this will all have been months in the making, so it's not as if Trump and Starmer are hammering out the detail over a table at Chequers today in Buckinghamshire. But today is all about business, money, trade, tariffs, and then at 2:30, a joint news conference.
The joint news conference where things can go swimmingly well or horribly wrong. What are the pitfalls?
Well, there's several major topics that will be addressed. So this is the press's first opportunity to put questions to the president on UK soil. And we know how he loves to go off on a tangent and how he will big up his friends. So I think the really awkward one for Starmer is if someone were to ask a question, Mr. President, you're very good friends with Nigel Farage. He's polling very, very high. He's beating Labour and Starmer in the polls. Do you think he'd make the next prime minister? Would he do a good job as prime minister? That could be very awkward for Starmer, because I don't think Trump will be in any way negative about Farage. They're very close friends. Now, it's interesting, the dynamic and how the world has changed since Trump's first presidency, 1.0, as they call it. Back then, Farage fancied his chances as being a little ambassador from the UK to the United States. Here we are all these years later, Farage wants to be in number 10 Downing Street as Prime Minister. So that's the major first pitfall. Jeffrey Epstein's name, I think, will come into the conversation. Trump has already said that he ended all connections with him in 2004, before his first conviction, because Epstein was stealing his staff from Mar-a-Lago. I think it will be very awkward for Starmer if the Epstein and Mandelson friendship is brought into the mix, because Mandelson was UK ambassador to the United States. And then you have Gaza and Ukraine.
So Gaza, I mean, the intention of the UK is, with certain provisos, is to recognise a state of Palestine. And presumably that is a question that might come from the floor. Prime Minister, when are you going to recognise a state of Palestine?
And I think the answer to that, from what I'm hearing, is Saturday. But the reality is, as soon as Trump is on a plane and everyone is breathing a sigh of relief and hopefully everything has gone well for the British from their perspective, then they will focus on recognising Palestinian statehood. So there will be some sort of statement on Saturday, UN General Assembly next week. You will see France, Canada, Australia and the UK recognise Palestine. It has been a long time coming, and I think it's hugely significant that, given the mess the British were responsible for creating in 1948, all these years later, they're now actually taking a very small step towards rectifying it.
Now, one of the gifts that the First Lady Melania Trump is going to get is a scarf, which is, you know, very special because it was designed by a Ukrainian artist. So Ukraine is definitely going to come up in conversation, one presumes.
Yes, it will. And we know that there was a letter famously brought by Zelensky from his wife to Melania previously. So she's European at heart, her family, Eastern Europeans. She knows full well about Russia and the Soviets. And I think that will be a nice symbolic gesture and a beautiful gift to give to her today. And I think Ukraine's best hope now really is whatever King Charles said to Trump yesterday privately. We understand Ukraine was brought up between the two men. And the fact that people will be, if not leaning on Melania Trump, but trying to emotionally get her to realise what Putin is doing and to make it clear to Trump that this cannot go on any longer. We cannot head into a fourth winter of this war.
All right. All stay tuned for 2:30 this afternoon when that press conference is going to take place at Chequers. My suspicion is that it will be cut very, very short to avoid potential embarrassment. Enda Brady, news anchor with TRT World. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.